My dog, you know what that sound means. We're back. There's no laughter before it because we are so fucking prepared.
Yes. We're what? Serious. We're serious. So serious.
Podcasters. We're professionals.
Professionals.
So this is Afro Movie Review, the podcast. Welcome back to another episode, y'all. The voice you're hearing is Mo, she, her pronouns, Afro Movie Reviewer, the chocolate chip podcaster.
Now I'm Keek, stay them pronouns. Your favorite trans podcaster, Afro Movie Reviewer.
Yes, and this is an intermission episode.
Yes. I'm excited. It's a Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. I am excited as well. We have 10 options of these Would You Rathers that we're going to go through. And we're going to do it quickly, anywhere between 30 and 60 minutes, because as you know, 60 minutes is now the maximum. And let's get into it. So, would you rather live in New York or LA?
LA, because New York is sinking. I feel like
is parts LA of
New
not?
York. They're both by the coast. So my thing is that I don't like coastal cities because a tsunami could come in and just like destroy every fucking thing. That's such an irrational fear.
I get it. It's real.
Okay. But also, New York also has like. I'm not saying LA don't got black people, but they're diverse and they got rats that bite people. Hold up, I gotta think about this.
Listen.
LA, because they don't have like the little mites in the sand. I feel like they have that on the East Coast and I don't like that.
We got sand crabs out there. No, I mean, people do eat them. I've seen now because of social media, and I wish I would have known it back then because they are everywhere. Like, Southern California has sand crabs, and they're itty bitty, and they're like, they don't bite, and they're like blind. Like, they're just itty bitty. Like, what is the point? Are you even really a crab?
It's like, for a seafood boil. Like, I'll take it. LA.
It's for the birds and for other carnivorous, like, get to it. You know what I'm saying? I think I would rather live in New York just because LA was, proximity to growing up and stuff just makes it so like the appeal of it doesn't seem like as grand to me as the idea of living in New York. New York also has beautiful people there. It's such a diaspora and like the melting pot or whatever, but I've also heard from multiple people either in person or like by proxy, whether like that New York is racist as fuck. So
really?
I have heard that it's very segregated, that it's very, like, you know, as diverse as it is, like people kind of stay in their pockets and like, that's interesting to me. I want to live in a brownstone and I also want to be able to live and experience weather and like things like that. But like the racism aspect, like the segregation kind of makes me bored.
It snows in New York. I'll stick with LA.
It snows New York and they keep it the fuck moving. They don't.
That's crimes against humanity, babes. Because.
Agree. Why are we here?
Why? I just feel like let Mother Nature win. Because I'm not fighting her.
Because she told you to sit down. Why would you go against the grain? She told you to sit down.
Not doing it.
I don't. Okay. All right. So next one. Would you rather Jurassic Park or Ghostbusters be real?
Ghostbusters, because I'd be damned if I'm sitting here. You know a Komodo dragon? Just imagine worse than that roaming around here freely. I can handle some ghosts. Like, get the fuck out of my house. You don't pay no bills on there. Like, bye. You talk to them real dirty, they'll leave. Because, bitch, you're not even on this plane.
Flesh. Okay, you're flesh. So,
like, bye. But
I got flesh, bitch.
You got a T-Rex in your fucking face. You can't just be like, shoo.
You can't.
Bye.
You can't. And you know what? They found out this whole time they had been depicting T-Rexes as if they were standing on two legs. And it turns out those bitches were on four legs and they ran they ran on all four legs, and their little legs were, the little ones in the front were not arms, they were legs, which just made them a predator that was bigger and had this dangerous ass decline and a fucking huge head and huge teeth. So even with that, I would still pick for Jurassic Park, to be real, because ghosts just come everywhere. They're like transcontinental. They come across oceans. Them niggas be everywhere, right? The birds, like, yeah, Jurassic Park birds and shit. Have you seen, if you even think about old shit that was alive during prehistoric times, like Jurassic Park size stuff, you would be like, damn, bruh. But like, if it's real now, I would just go to the hood to like where people are prone to like think they can beat some shit. They gonna gang up on some shit. Like, we're gonna barbecue that big ass fucking wildebeest.
They gonna gang up on you.
They might. But I feel like I might have a better chance in a place where, like, I don't know, because ghosts don't give a fuck about walls or locked doors or like your sleep schedule, and neither do those things. But like, bullets can stop that. Us also flesh.
And an exorcist can stop a ghost. Like, you got me fucked. I'm not doing this.
I don't know. Like, the ghosts, I'm like, ghosts already be here. But you know what? I might switch, because if ghosts are already here, we're talking about Ghostbusters being real, which means the niggas could just fight in the city. Like, you could employ somebody to come out to your shit.
But it'll be underfunded, because, you know, America.
But you know what? I'm back with you. Because Komodo dragons are scary as fuck. But like, I do feel like in the hood, in the right spots, we might have a hell of a barbecue in Jurassic Park.
I feel that.
Season it up right. It's going.
I mean, it tastes like chicken.
Everything could taste like chicken if you season it right.
Look.
That's really my logic.
Would you rather wake up with amnesia or remember your old life? Wait, if you wake up with amnesia, remember your old life in detail or make up some shit?
I'd make up some shit.
That seems so hard to me. I feel like I'm so conflicted. Why would you make up some shit, though?
Because I'm new. I'm brand new. And now I'm like Maya. I'm free. And it's free. Bitch, I don't have no fears. I don't have no debt. Who is that person? Not me. I don't know that person. I don't have no guilt. I don't have none of that. I'm making up some new shit.
Your loved ones.
That's cool and all. Them niggas would have to tell me all life in detail. And I would look at them and be like, I don't remember any of that. And I don't know if I want to remember you. Like, depending on how they present the information, I may not want them either. So, like, you might want to get with the new shit, because I'm on to new, bigger, and better. I got new shit to build. New me doesn't look in the back. Old me didn't look behind. New me definitely don't look behind.
I just would like some explanation, because if my body hurt, like, why the fuck my body hurt? Like, what the hell go? Like, what happened in my old life? Like, I'm sitting here just back hurt, and like, what the fuck happened? Did I get ran over?
But you know what? Wake up in your new life with this body that hurt, it don't matter. All you know is that this body hurt, and you just know to deal with it. If I know it hurt, I'm gonna start being like, oh, why didn't I? And now I'm back to my old self wondering why I couldn't have done better. Now I got the chance to do better. I'm here.
I feel that. I think I'll make up some shit. That's convincing. That's convincing. Because all my debt is gone. I don't know this nigga.
And I don't mean like in real life to the niggas you might owe debt to. They might actually come for that ass. But like, my spiritual
I don't know them. I don't remember making
but
that.
But they may know you. That's what I'm saying. You may not know them, but depending on how the debt is handled and how they feel about it, them niggas may still know you, and that might be a thing. But like, realistically, the emotional and spiritual debt that I held in my past, that's what the memory that I no longer have. I am clean.
What was that? What if it was karmic and you were supposed to learn some shit and you didn't learn the shit?
Karmic debt, I feel like you don't have a chance to outrun that. You not remember the same thing. Karmic debt is just like them niggas who might want to beat your ass and you don't remember, but they remember you. Karmic debt, remember that ass.
I feel that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, okay.
It's my hair like that. Would you, if you could teleport, would you rather go alone for a day to any destination or take designated people to limited destinations?
Ooh. Okay, so if I could go to any place in the world for a day, I think I would probably do that, because if I start trying to invite people, that means, like, in my mind, that means that we got to start negotiating with niggas about where everybody want to go.
Yes.
And, like, and it's like, do I get to switch that list out? Like, is this a set list of people, or, like, or do I always go with them? Do they always go with me?
My thing is, like, I don't want, this ain't like a DJ. I don't take requests. I don't want to have to, like, we got to work out a payment plan, because I'm not doing this for the free. I got to do this, and then y'all going to be bothering me for it. It's like, if you win the lottery, it's just.
Yeah. They kind of like, oh, you know, it's such and such birthday. You think you could add them to the list so we could go to use your teleport for the destination spot?
No,
because you know the teleport is only for me. I'm back to only for me.
Yeah, I can't. And then if it's for a day, just have to take. I don't have to. You know how many places you can visit in a whole year with that? That would be.
The fact that, like, if it's because it's teleport, you don't have to worry about, like, jet lag or, like, well, this doesn't say how, what the experience is like for teleportation, because what if you're like, ugh, when you get there and you need 3 hours? Either way, it's not the time that it would have taken for you to get there with our current mode of transportation, which means right. You have more time to enjoy over there. So if out of my 24-hour time period, I get 21 hours to enjoy wherever the fuck, then, like, yeah, I think I would choose that.
Yeah.
Him, okay. Would you rather mastery over logic or creative?
It sounds nice. But I think I want to do creative. Like, but then I'm like, what kind of creative? Because some creative requires logistics. Like, what do you mean?
It does. So, sticky.
I still think I'll do creative, though, because logistics is nice, but also.
I think I'm kind of with you that I would go with creative, because logistic to me kind of seems like it's like binary, like ones and zeros.
Very science, mm-hmm. Very. Technologically based.
Yeah, right. It's like STEAM. But like STEAM includes art, but for some, I think they only started putting that back into the acronym or whatever because art programs are being defunded. And they're like, oh, let's like make it more important again so the government wants to give us money. But the reality is that arts are like, they're so various and creative. And like, I feel like logistics mm-hmm. is only one way to be. And yes. That doesn't fit right. Like math, there's usually one right way to get to a math answer. There's one right way to spell a word. There's one right way to do a chemistry, like whatever. There's one right way to do, you know, I don't like that. The logistics be too much for me.
Interestingly enough, they have like a lot of a lot of philosophical questions regarding math. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But also I don't want to have to think. That much, philosophy is already a lot, but like, god damn, you adding numbers to it.
I would, you know what I mean? Because now you want me to think about the possibilities in a mathematical way, which means you've already started in a mathematical brain that I don't have.
I don't have the time for it. I'm sorry.
I don't have that. And I have it. So that was not me.
Would you rather know the secrets of the deep sea or the secrets of outer space?
When you brought this up, I immediately said both of these are white people's business.
I am so curious. Oh my God.
I do feel as though I have a healthy respect for the ocean. I think I would rather go to space because the ocean just seems like... The ocean has a limit, and the limit hasn't been touched yet.
Well, we've only discovered like 5% of the ocean, so.
Exactly. The ocean has a limit, and it hasn't been discovered yet, and people have been nosy for a long time. So the space continuum means it's ever expanding. I'd rather go where it's ever expanding. Not where the limit's been reached, but like there's a reason why it is. Like I'm scared of down there. I don't have to.
I'm gonna go with the deep sea. Yeah. I'm so obsessed with like deep sea gigantism. Like and how they're so big down there. And plus like the deep sea got like volcanoes and shit, and you got like sharks that swim in those volcanoes.
Okay, everything up here, down there, but with sharks and shit.
Yes, yeah, so I'm very... And what if there's mermaids down there?
Like, oh, I know I believe that there are.
Look, if I could just shine a light and just see everything down there and just...
I just
feel and then like, that's it.
I just feel like you never come back and tell us because they keep you.
I just keep it a secret for the rest of my life. Maybe tell them in old myths and folk tales, but that's about it.
Whew. Okay. Would you rather die from zombie apocalypse or alien invasion?
Beam me up, Scotty.
Bye. That's me.
I don't want to be eaten alive. I feel like if I wanted to do that, I should get attacked by a bear. Like, we're not doing that, babes.
I know, but that's right. Why would it be a human that does this to me? That's really horrible and fucked up. I don't want to think about that. Also, I have a real true life. Like, this is my theory, and we were just talking about this a little bit, but like, if zombies are alive, we're assuming that they don't have humanistic qualities anymore, right? What if they can still drive a car? What if they can run? What if they can climb? What if they can open doors? I don't want to be in a position to have to fight that.
Then what kind of zombies are we talking about? Because there's a fast kind, there's the slow kind, there's the smart kind, there's the not so smart kind. Like, what? There's the ones that's like only focused on brains. None of them.
I don't want to engage or interact or confront or fight or none of them. I don't want to live through a scary movie.
And I don't mind being poked and prodded by an alien, like, ooh. But
as long as I can poke and prod back every once in a while.
Look, and as long as... And I feel like they got the technology for immortality, no lie, because they're aliens and like...
And also, again, space and time continuum. Maybe they're just like, I'm about to die in this area. Let me go to this other area where I'm not about to die. Like, maybe life just keeps going for them and it's some good shit.
They know things we don't. And I may want to know the things that they know.
I definitely think that they do. Yeah.
So would you rather, for $1 million...
Okay.
Fight 100 geese-sized horses or one horse-sized goose?
Horses are like dogs, and 100 little dogs that are geese-sized, do they have geese attitudes or they still have horse attitude?
I feel like they have horse attitude because they're just the size of geese.
That's kind of terrifying, too. These are fucking gangster, dog. Like, what? Why are you here like this?
Horse-sized feet boots is just, them bitches already bite. Like, I don't have time for it. I think I would
do it. And the fact that it's not like they have teeth, but it's like they have these little, like hairs or something. Why is it so fucking gangster, dog? Like, how did you... Geese are fucking crazy and they can fly. Horses, if they're
for geese, real?
Geese?
I did not know.
Garonicas?
No, stay on the ground. I don't be around them like that, first off. Like, that's not my bird of choice.
What is your bird of choice?
Penguins.
Penguins are cute. They don't fly. They be like, I'm chunky. Watch me swim.
They don't bite. And then we're too far away to harm each other. So, or to have any kind of beef. I don't do goose, geese, none of that shit.
That's it. I don't, you know. I think I'm going to go with the 100 geese-sized horses, because I feel like the horses, you'd be tired, but you gotta bend it like Beckham. Like, you gotta really get out there and, like, bow, kick them shits. Like, you cannot do anything but give it all you got and just switch up legs every once in a while. If it's a horse-sized goose, how do you fight that big bitch?
You run. You don't fight him. I'm not fighting. I'm not sacrificing. You got to shoot that one.
You're not fighting your fair one? You didn't tell me I could have weapons.
Look, I just... Maybe we should get weapons.
I'm saying... I don't know. We might need weapons for them geese, because...
I mean, if you do 100 geese-sized horses, though, if it's wild horses, them bitches be on some shit.
And wild horses, I'm really trying to go to the island off of Georgia's coast or whatever that has the wild horses, but they literally are like, and once you get off of the ferry, when it's time to go back, you get your ass back on, because we don't know what them horses will do to you at night. Like, what the fuck?
And they can't trample you, though, if they're geese-sized.
They can't, but what if they're wild and just, like, ass-beady?
I'm about to say.
What if they take on the geese's attitude?
Then I'm not fighting none of them. I don't need $1 million that bad. God damn.
You said opt out.
Like, why do you gotta have that attitude? I just came here for it.
And see, you know what I mean? Because if it's a horse-sized goose, does that mean if it has its attitude, it could also be, like, loved? Like, you could eventually love on it and talk
a
to
goose?
It?
A goose?
No, the horse.
Oh.
I mean, it is still the goose, but if it has horse energy, you know what I mean?
No, fuck that. That bitch will trample you, too. I don't have time for that.
It would. Not you, gave up. I don't do this anymore.
Like, no, I'm good. I don't like that question anymore. Unless we have weapons.
Cracking up. Okay, babe. Pick another one.
Would you rather... This reminds me of that Robert Frost poem. I think it was Robert Frost. Would you rather freeze to death from extreme cold or burn to death from extreme heat?
I would say cold, because I don't like being hot anyway. Like, it doesn't take much for me to be upset. Like, a slight temperature change, too much heat, and I'm mad. So, like, me having to, like, burn to death, I'd be pissed off going into it. I'm like, that would be horrible for me and anybody around me, right? Like, I'd go into death angry and, like, talking shit. I'd go into the afterlife, like, where the fuck is a fan? Like, I don't... That should be the energy that I walk into any type of new, you know, dimension in. I don't need no new elements coming in with that energy. So I think I would go with freezing, because even if you're scared, eventually it's like, don't you just go to sleep? Like, you just kind of
hypothermia. You get naked first, like, because if you die of, like, hypothermia, you have to, like, take off all of your clothes to warm up, and then, like,
so that you can keep yourself warm.
You're going to be discovered naked.
Yeah, but if you take off your clothes and then, because you've warmed up, if you take off your clothes and then put them back on, like,
At least you might be preserved. Like, crystal, like, in perfect condition. They're going to have to unthaw you, though.
Nigga, and you know what they do to preserve bodies. No thanks. Actually, hold the fuck on. Look at her hair. Oh, like, oh, hell nah. End up in a museum just mad. Now you wish Ghostbusters wasn't real so you could come back and haunt them motherfuckers. Oh, God.
I'm choosing extreme heat, because I just imagine if you were in a fire, even if I have burns, eventually. You can only burn so far into the nerve until it just, you got nothing to burn.
And you know what? What if smoke inhalation takes you out before it even gets there?
And that's what's my plan, honestly. Like, let me die by smoking. Just go to sleep. Shit. We can meditate on that bitch. Breathe in.
I am out.
And out.
Either way, I'm out. I know the fuck that's right. Either way, I'm out. And I think that maybe that could be like, oh, I'm about to die. Oh, okay, fuck it. And maybe I just won't care either way. Because, like, I think that's going to lead me to my next one. That's going to lead me to my next one. So, would you rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
Fucking when? Because I can plan. I'm a planner. I need to know specifics. And if I know when I'm going to die, then I can just plan shit. Like, what if I want to, like, rack up all of this debt and then just die? Or what if I want to take... What if I want to do all of this shit? Like, oh, I know I'm going to die. Let me just be debaucherous. Like, bitch. Like,
I know that's right. Because if I know how I'm going to die, then I'm going to be like, oh, let me just avoid that activity so that I don't die. Right? Like, doesn't that make sense?
It feels like some Final Destination shit, too, though. Because you were like, oh, I know how. And then Final Destination. Some shit happened and you end up dying that way. And you
God. Death comes for you anyway. It's all bitch you fucking thought. I got mercenaries. I can send people after you. Don't think. Ooh. Damn. Because I definitely, like, I wouldn't live forever, but I'd live long as fuck. Because if I'm like, all right, now I'm, you know, look at me. I done did everything I want to do. Let's go do that activity that's going to get me killed. Isn't that the same thing as knowing when you're going to die?
Not necessarily, because maybe you can do that activity that day, but that's not the day you're supposed to die.
What if it's like, oh, you died skydiving, and you're like, bitch, I'm never going to go skydiving. And really what it is, it's like dead like me, where, like, no, somebody else was skydiving and they kicked off their retainer when they were 700 feet in the air, and the retainer hits you in the head, and it's like skydiving accident, and you're included.
Or a plane crash, and, like, your plane crashes and your seat just do-do-do-do-do, and you're technically stuck.
But your ass just and you're like, that would also be skydiving, is it not? Technically, you're looking at the wrong thing. Oh, okay.
Let me win, because my whole thing is, if I die, I don't want to die in pain. So I already know how I'm going to die. Let me know when.
I already know how I'm going to die. Sleep.
Like, look, not in pain. Shit.
As soon as I feel death coming, I'm like, oh, sleep.
That's the way to do it, honestly. Sneak up on me.
Matter whether I know if it's tomorrow or if it's 95 years from now. What I know is that I'm going to be tired. I'm taking a nap.
Oh.
It do not matter.
At all.
Alright, what's your next one?
Would you rather give up access to the internet or give up access to motor vehicles?
All motor vehicles?
If you got a motor. The push scooter. If you want to, like, get around.
Do it got a motor? Do I need a like, you talking about things I need licenses for? Or, like.
No, if it has a motor. Because some things you don't need licenses for is, and it got a motor.
You don't. And I really don't need to be on one of those hoverboards. Like, that got a motor in it. I don't need to be on it.
So. Yeah, if it has a motor, period.
I don't motor think I could. I used to think that I could live without the internet, and I was just about to say, oh, I can't live without the internet, but I definitely can't live without a car. It don't have to be, like, my car, but, like, anything with wheels and a motor on it that I can't use for transport, how am I going to get around?
A bike?
Oh!
Bikes don't have a motor. They got a chain and some gears.
That takes me, is what you're saying.
You can do a scooter, a little push scooter. You can do a little skateboard, a little roller skating.
You can be dependent on me.
You can do a horse and carriage.
Oh, you not. Why you bullshitting? We can really
bring it back.
Bring it current. They still using it now. Hey, look at me back with transport. But you know what? I'd much rather be able to Google how to do it without a motor vehicle and crude oil, or like, not crude oil, but like vegetable oil or hemp plant or something, and all of a sudden be like, nah, this isn't a motor vehicle. This is a Jetson style hover something. I don't know. I'd rather Google my life away trying to figure out how to transport myself someplace else. What you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna take without motor vehicles. I can't live without the internet. I'm sorry. There's so much internet. Just the connectivity that we have with internet is just astounding. I could not.
It's a double-edged sword that I'm willing to die on.
I'll do my little horse and carriage in the middle of 285.
And everybody has a horse and carriage on 285.
And when that bitch get too much, guess what? I'm unhooking one of the horses and I'ma just ride, okay? Because I still got places to go.
Oh my god. Oh, that would be fun. Because I'll learn to ride a horse. Don't get it started. I would keep the internet and learn how to ride a horse, a donkey, a cow. I would learn how to ride a bear, if it came down to it.
I'm not messing with them.
Oh, I'm mystical when it comes to transportation at this point. Fight the bear, because I'm gonna learn how to harness it, because we gotta go. Bears run pretty fast.
That's the problem. And then they want to eat me. I don't got time for it.
Now I'm gonna be the bear's friend. I'm gonna start off slow with putting, you know, treats for it out there when it's a baby, and then one day I'm just gonna harness it. That sounds horrible.
Who are you, Tigger?
I'm going to be the bear's friend.
Christopher Robin?
Okay, so we're going to do a more serious one. Would you rather be on death row for a crime that you didn't commit, but the most important person in your life is free? Or you be free and the most important person in your life is on death row for a crime that they didn't commit, but you did.
So I'm the most important person in my life. So I don't.
Right. My freedom.
I don't know which you want me to do. I don't want to die though.
So
can I say somebody else is the most important in my life and just have them serve the time? Because I'm the most important.
If the crime is big enough for me to be like death row, I wouldn't want somebody else to be in there for me. But if I have the option of somebody else and it's not somebody like that I actually truly care about, which is not the question, right?
It's not the question, but like it's not the
question. But if it was just somebody I didn't give a fuck about, like, especially, and I don't have anybody I hate, right? I had that realization recently too, that I don't have any hate for anybody. Like, I don't actually despise anybody right now, which is very, very progressive for me, because I used to have strong feelings of hate, but it takes a lot of energy and also like a lot of thought. There has to be a lot of thought process into hating somebody. I don't hate anybody at this point. There's not anybody that I could point out and be like, oh, put that person at this disadvantage.
I have 10 right now. I can list them off, but then I don't want to get into that trouble.
You said actually not my feelings. I don't, like, personally, I have people that I hate in concept, and them I could probably switch off, but like I don't have the direct
reflection.
But
I know personally, it'd be like, no, oh, I know,
like,
you.
Me personally, I don't. And I think that if I think along the lines of like, in concept, I have people that I could be like, yeah, I could hate them. Like, I don't know how their death or them switching places with me in that circumstances would make their family feel. So I don't give a fuck. Count them off. Line them up. Like, you are so 10. You said, actually, I'm updating 14.
And the list keeps growing.
Let's go. They're adding. So you would be free?
I don't know. I'm about to say, this question is such a trick for me, because like, either way, I'm not going to jail. I'm not dying.
Because so, what are you asking me?
The most important person in your life. I'm free. But
that's what you're really asking, who's the most important person in your life. Is this a question of self-importance? how we feel about
that could be it. But then I also committed a crime. I'm not even, we're going to talk about
that. If I committed a crime, am I caring about myself in the way that, if I'm committing a death row type crime, am I caring about myself in the way that I say that I do? Not as a judgment to anybody else, for me.
We're going to talk about this off the record because I got opinions on it.
Okay.
But yeah, either way, I'm not going to jail.
Jail's not for me either way. Not next me. Question.
Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or constantly feel like you have to sneeze?
I think the sneezing, because hiccups hurt for me. Hiccups,
they're a lot.
They're a lot.
Do you think I would.
What?
Rather have to sneeze, because if it never comes, I just be annoyed and just be like, oh, okay.
Whereas hiccups, I feel like, do hiccups take time off of your life? Like, goddamn.
I thought that meant you were growing if you had hiccups.
Whatever the wives' tale is, but I'm talking about in real life, does that like constant like jerk and holding of breath and all of that, like, is that taking away time from your life? Because that's what my mind thinks, and so much on your body.
I remember reading something that, like, to stop a hiccup is to remind someone that they're not a fish, because that's when, during, like, the evolutionary process, that's when that developed, where, like, we were still gasping for, like, it's really weird. I'm seeing the article.
No, I know exactly. Until you said it, I was like, no, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I do remember that.
So, it's, I don't know, but also, you can keep reminding someone, hey, you're not a fish, or you can scare them and then they still come back for the rest of my life. Can you just imagine every important life moment and you're hiccuping? You have to give a speech. You at your daughter's birth. You in the middle of sex. Like,
don't ask me for no speech. Laugh at me during sex so that we can get to the baby birth. Like, that's fine. Like, the hiccups, I think that but like also because when you're about to sneeze, think about the face you make when you're about to sneeze.
It's your old face.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. It's like the nose tip.
You're supposed to cover your face. I cover my face.
You should, like, but what if it's like, you know the sensation that's sneaking up on you when you're about to sneeze and you're like, oh, let me grab the tissue? It's that feeling. Exactly. It's that feeling as you're looking for things, but then it never comes. That face is ugly, and it makes your eyes water.
But I feel like if you take him, okay, because if you're taking a picture and you... That face, ugly. But also, if you're hiccuping, I feel like that's so much too.
Also,
like,
you gotta... it might be a close enough face where people are just like, no, that's just their face.
Stop it. They're just that ugly.
That shit doesn't look like. Wow. Oh. Okay. So would you rather have everyone twice your age talk like Charlie Brown, like womp 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 womp, or have everybody who's younger than you talk like a minion?
I wouldn't mind the Charlie Brown if they weren't making the decisions that they are making for my livelihood. Like,
okay,
I would like to understand what decisions you are making. Like, can you imagine every person in Congress womp womp womp, and then the subtitles womp womp womp, womp.
And you're like, hey,
what the fuck are we voting on? Yeah. As much as I hate the minions, I guess
I saw a Reddit thing, and my mind was like, oh yeah, I could deal with Charlie Brown because you just in my mind. They were ignoring them. They weren't ignoring them. They were speaking back to them. They were responding to them. It was just that we were supposed to be kids with them. And so, and at the time, you know, was kids. Mm-hmm. We weren't understanding them because adulty, right?
Right.
Minions get on my nerves.
They're so annoying.
I did not understand the hype when it was adult people getting into it. If you didn't have kids and like you were all into minions, I definitely was like, what's up? Like, I didn't get it. And then one day I got super inebriated. And it was so fun. Either way, it feels like you wouldn't understand a huge range of people, older or younger. So you would only understand your age range. Like, how fucking blah is that?
They actually discovered that the Mingan's language is an actual language that's decodable. So you could potentially understand the Minions.
At the Minions, but I don't, like, younger, how much younger? Goddamn.
Half your age and younger, so.
Oh, do I have anything to talk about? That's 10 good. That's funny. We find things to talk to everybody about, but like, what?
I just. That's but the it. People twice my age, are you not? Shut up.
What? Listen, shut up. Ages on both sides. I'm like, dog, why are you here?
Anyway, the next question.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Would you rather be able to play any instrument perfectly or speak every language?
I think I'd rather be able to play any instrument perfectly because that's going to take me to places where I could learn languages. But if I already know languages, all that's going to teach me is that I'm nosy as fuck. And I know that. I know that. I don't need to know what y'all talking about. I don't. There's reasons why you switched into another language. It's not for me to know.
Or it's just more comfortable for them. Shit, I'm learning every language.
Or it's more comfortable, which you absolutely have the right to do. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm going to speak every language because... I don't know. To be able to connect with people that way is really cool. Mm-hmm. But then also, I feel like music has its own language too. So I kind of be cheating. So
it does. And like, but for me, I feel like music would be the lead into me wanting to learn a language for something. Like it would take me there and then I'd want to learn a language.
But can you imagine even knowing the languages that were once extinct?
Oh. That would be amazing. All of a sudden, you're the original Rosetta Stone.
And you can document that for, like, future generations.
The original Babel.
Because there's even, like, ancient languages that have not been decoded yet. So that'll be...
That would be kind of cool. Okay, I think... No, I still choose music. Music is a language. And because I don't play any instruments right now, it's a language I would love to be able to get into.
You'll be able to sing. Your voice is an instrument.
Look at you finding a way. The flattest. Like, we have been laughing for so long, even before we started, that my throat was set. You just drank some water. I have water here. I don't know why I forgot. Okay. Would you rather be a strawberry with human thoughts or a human with strawberry thoughts?
Where do strawberries think of? What?
What do strawberries think of?
Because I can't imagine being a strawberry with human thoughts. Now, okay, it depends. Because if I'm a strawberry with human thoughts, am I a strawberry, like, tree? Because I could...
No, like, you're a strawberry bush.
Okay. I could be a bush with human thoughts. And okay. Then, like, because if I'm a singular strawberry... I'll just be afraid of getting eaten and I'll be like, God damn, I'm gonna die. But if I'm a bush
falling and not being eaten and no one being able to taste your sweet deliciousness, that's I'd be scared of both.
I don't wanna be gnawed on. Like, I feel like that's like natural causes though. If nobody eats me, like, oh, the strawberry died of natural causes.
And you get to go back to the earth.
So maybe a strawberry, because what are strawberry thoughts? Grow towards the sun, make the chlorophyll.
Right. Like, what do they think?
I think I'll be a strawberry bush with human thoughts and just try to, because plants talk to us. We just don't know what they be saying. Sometimes don't know what they be saying.
If they communicate until they're like, I'm about to die. Then we're like, oh God, I get you. I feel it. Then we have to
dramatic much. Like
dramatic. Okay. How you feel? You want to end there or you want to do some more?
We could wrap it up. It's been about...
Wrap it up, B, because my last one was about the same... It's the same question, but it's like, squirrel brain or human brain? And do I not have a squirrel brain right now?
Look.
Done. Last, so... Yeah. That, Reddit and Google and all you other rat bastard-ass websites, thank you so much for the inspiration. because we had a couple, but then you guys, some of these were like left swinging. We're not prepared. Please let us know your votes. You can send in some of your would you rathers. Please make sure that they are, you know that we are inappropriate, but you know what kind of inappropriate we are. Reddit is a dangerous, nasty place.
It's too many people on there. Maybe y'all shouldn't converge there. Maybe no God, no Jesus. Welcome into your heart.
Some of it too is just like I'm not, we don't want to have to put a trigger warning on anything. And also you don't want to have to put a trigger warning on an email that you would send to us. Right. So like just,
right.
Yeah. Keep it cute. Keep it cash. Keep it light. If you want to send some stuff in. But yeah, that's the episode. Check us out next time. We're still doing A24 for the season. Look into them. Look into us. Spread the word. And anything else?
Excuse me. No, we're just tired. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Can't even do my bye.
Little heart.